I love poetry.
And I hate poetry.
You know, Dylan, poetry is like Halloween costumes.
How?
Well, all the good ones are from dead people.
All right, Charlie. You necrophiliac?
Oi!
Yeah, well, we've had an 8-month break from the show. You've been very busy, yes. Haven't you, Charlie?
I have been extremely busy teaching children and also releasing an album and also being in a band.
Wow.
And so life has just been really busy. And it's great because now I have new music out, which, you know, if you want to go and check that out, Charlie Pidcock on Spotify everywhere. If you like pop punk and Green Day and stuff, you will absolutely like dig it. It's great.
Yeah.
Been a little while. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it has. And I've just been busy writing a film and doing a bit of stand-up comedy. So.
All right. You know, just, you know.
It's the average.
Nothing much.
Yeah. So for this Halloween special, I thought we'd do a little something different. Thought we'd do, right, a trick or treat sort of format where we pick whether the poem is a trick or a treat. Well, you guys will pick it because I know the answers. So, yeah.
What do you define as a trick and a treat then?
So essentially, right, some of these poems are user-submitted poems from our beautiful audience that like to submit their poems, right? Some of them are actually AI.
Okay.
So you got to decipher which is which. So treat is obviously, you know, human-submitted. And then, a trick is obviously AI created.
Okay, a trick. I see what you're saying.
So our guest today to judge whether these poems are trick or treat is Liana Valentina. How you doing, Liana?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Liana is a hairstylist during the day, but during the night, she's an author, a poet. You've written a few books, haven't you?
Yeah, three. I'm working on my fourth one right now.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I guess how this is going to work is that you'll reveal the author at the end?
At the end of each one, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Okay, so the first poem today is called Rosy Ghosts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've no idea why the title is Rosy Ghosts.
I mean, but... you know, she's entitled, I don't know, depending on what people think, Rosie is entitled to ghost if she wants to.
Yeah. Do you know what? That's what I should have done. I should have created a Halloween poem about ghosting people. Damn.
Next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Rosy Ghosts. That's the poem title. Obviously, I'm not going to give you the author because I'll be giving it away. So you'll know, you'll find out the author afterwards. And for everyone at home, you can be part of the game. You can try and guess whether it's AI or a real person. We'll give you enough time. Let's do this. Rosy Ghosts. Beyond the canal and out in the open, there's a shot where I'm brushed by the miniature haunts of boys could have been obscene red. Sea dragons are friendly commuters, bouncing my knee then, yanked out of sight. I'm right in the palace, chasing my souls. Free ring arosing as I go to move on. Long into the rest, my guest nods off. I forget. To be chilled as they lose tone. Alone with the ghosts, rosy and floating, the creepy doll children are gloating. We escape you, we're free.
Okay. Mm.
What do you think, guys?
I don't know. I don't feel like there's a person behind that.
Okay, that this was quick.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, we can obviously analyze it more. But
I love how insulting this is going to be if this is a real person. Sorry, this.
Yeah, no.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to have to say sorry.
It's all good. You apologize after. That's the way to go.
But yeah, I don't know. I didn't feel any. I didn't really feel any emotion behind that.
Okay, fair enough. Mm. Charlie,
it felt kind of empty.
Yeah,
like a ghost.
Yes.
Hey, well, there we go.
Halloween
on theme. Oh gosh. Yeah, I'm a bit baffled by it in a way because I know that there are poets out there who write poetry like this where it's sort of like lots of little phrases and snapshots and you're supposed to pull things out of each snapshot to create an overall picture. However, well, actually, so for the first bit I thought, oh, this could be a person. Then the middle bit when it went to sea dragons,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, no, that sounds like AI.
Yeah.
But then at the end, when it said the creepy doll children are gloating, we escape you, we're free, that feels like a person again. So I'm just dead confused, really.
Okay, well, I mean, do you know what? If it is a real person on any of these poems, they could have half written it with AI. I've just thought about that. So it might even make it
harder.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
I there's a few things I like about this. Like, it starts off like an interesting place. It's beyond the canal and out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's beyond... Like, it's like saying the canal is a safe space, right? Whereas I associate, canals as an unsafe thing. Like, you know, this, if there's something in your anal canal, that's not good, right?
No. Well,
well, maybe. You know, I don't know.
Well, definitely not.
Let's not be homophobic here.
I mean, I guess it depends on the person.
I was going to say, it depends who we're talking to. But I guess...
We're never going to get through this episode.
No, I know. It's just going to be diversions. So the thing that, like, throws me off a bit is that Rosie in the title is spelt I-E,
mm-hmm.
but then Rosie in the poem is spelt with a Y.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Either makes me think this is a silly mistake that Dylan has made.
Okay.
Potentially. Or AI. 20% wrong, you know the stats.
And to be fair, there are lots of references to the colour red,
which is
Rosie. And then also, like, creepy doll children.
See, hang on.
I can imagine it could be Rosie, like a doll called Rosie who, like, haunts people.
Are you saying this could be written by me? Is that what you're...
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you type, like, so the AI wrote it, but then you titled it wrong.
Right. Yeah, that's quite possible. Not going to lie. I don't know. I would actually maybe argue that the different spellings are intentional. I think maybe actually an AI might get that right. You know, it's meant to be quite intelligent. And also with prompts, it usually knows the terms that you want, so it'll repeat them. I think I really like the creepy doll children bit. Because I'm not scared of a lot of things. I'm not scared of ghosts or werewolf. But, you know, when creepy children are involved, I'm like, fuck that. I'm out. You know? Gone.
Emma has like a doll that she had as a kid. And it's like, well, sort of got like a massive head and like, but then sort of floppy arms and legs. And she always used to like leave it around the house to freak me out and stuff.
That's really funny.
And it's now in the garage. I've put it on the top shelf of the garage, so it's like away from the house.
I always think children are creepier when you don't have them. Do you know what I mean? I feel like if I had a child, I wouldn't find half the children's stuff as scary because it's sort of normalized. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think, maybe. I would think about like The Omen and stuff like that. Like, the children are creepy.
Yeah.
And, like, it's because they're your children that you are freaked out because you're like, where did this...
All right,
this behaviour is not from... I don't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have this weird fear with children because, like, you know, when I was 19, I donated to a sperm bank because I needed the money. And
what?
Wow,
19?
You don't know this? Yeah, I know. I know. It's scary what you can do at 18 in this country.
Mm, like, wow.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, they're literally paying me to wank. Why wouldn't I take this offer? And essentially, like, you get there and it's like this clinic and like they have every a magazine for everyone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Although I wonder how far you can push it. You know what I mean? Anyway, I went in there, I did the business. And then about 5 months later, I thought, actually, I want to take it back. Like, I want them to return my sperm.
Can you do that?
So this is the thing, right? They say that, you know, they have to have your permission to actually use it on someone. They have to get your request. But you never know, do you? Because it's...
No.
You've donated something.
I didn't
somewhere.
Know that they needed, like, your permission
yes.
to do that.
Yeah,
I thought
apparently.
They could just, like, do it. Like, one, like once you wow. donate, like, it's, you know, no it's longer gone. Your...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
That's it. But then I had this fear, right, and I still have it, to be honest, that... You know, they may use it accidentally. They might go, oh, you know, there's so many in on a shelf, right? So for years and years, I had this horrible fear that a child was just going to turn up on my door, right? And I had this fear so badly that anytime anyone knocked on the door that we weren't planning, we didn't invite, my girlfriend would have to answer it because I was too scared. She was like, no, it's not your long lost child, Dylan. Come on.
Oh my God. I feel like I would be afraid of that too. If it was like vice versa and I had to do the same thing, like, exactly. Or like donated eggs or something, like, it would be the same shit. I would be scared of that too. So I don't blame you.
Yeah, he's probably listening to this podcast right now.
He's like stalking you.
I will find
you.
My dad. Yeah, no, yeah.
Hopefully not.
Where's he moved now? Can he tell us in the podcast where he's moved to now?
Sorry, I massively sidetracked that story.
No, it's okay. Right. That was actually incredibly interesting, to be honest. So
fair enough. You could say my sperm are ghosts. Ooh.
Sperm are ghosts. Wow.
In all seriousness, there's a few terms in this poem that they use that I'm actually quite interested in. So,
okay,
there's a bit where they use in the sentence to go. Where is it? There's a shot where I'm. Where's that bit?
There's a shot where I'm brushed by the miniature haunts.
That's it. Yeah, I like the term they use there, saying they shot it. It's like it's from a filmmaking point of view.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. You know it, Charlie. And okay. I like that. It's how I visualize things. A lot. So maybe this person imagines this as some sort of film sequence.
Okay.
You know what's interesting, actually, now you've said that, it says there's a shot where I've been brushed by the miniature haunts of boys, could have been obscene red. And then later on you have the creepy doll children and they're rosy and floating.
Yeah.
And actually it does connect. So actually I'm more leaning to that someone might have written this now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to know whether AI can connect things like that, you know?
I know.
I'm just like I'm rereading it right now. I'm like trying to see if I can find anything that's like, that sticks out.
I'm right in the palace chasing my souls.
I literally highlighted that bit. I'm like, why in the palace? What on earth?
I mean, mind palace, that's a concept.
Yes, from Sherlock Holmes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess beyond the canal, I guess more if it's a moat more than a canal, maybe it's like a castle, but
maybe.
And also the castle in Gothic literature, the castle or the house often represents the soul.
Okay.
I'm right in the palace chasing my souls.
This person's give us a visual cue with the there's a shot and all this kind of things. Maybe we need to think about this more abstractly. What are the children actually representing? We escape you, we're free. Maybe it's like bad thoughts or trauma or nightmares or something.
Yeah, or like circumstance. Oh, yeah, if it's like something outside your control. Because, I mean, we escape you, we're free.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrifying.
I know.
Like, if you're sort of thinking like along the lines of like gremlins or something, like they're free and they're out to wreak havoc in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've got ghosts going out and wreaking havoc. That's spooky.
You know what's really weird is the fact that sea dragons were like they're mentioned in it. Like it's such a weird thing, isn't it? That you'd imagine
also,
sea dragons to be quite friendly.
The creepy doll children are gloating, we escape you, we're free. Like what does that mean? You know?
I mean that's the bit for me, that's my favourite bit to be honest. Like that's
it
makes
I like
me think
that.
Like Chucky or whatever or you know, all those sorts of horror films.
Yeah.
But
or
I mean,
alone with the ghosts, rosy and floating. I like that too. I don't really know what that means, but I like it.
Rosy
it
and
floating.
I mean, I guess
good. I don't know.
Yeah, rosy and floating.
I honestly don't think
having a good time.
I don't feel this poem's very scary. I don't.
No,
I don't feel scared.
Well, maybe
by
like
this.
I wouldn't say scary, but I would say maybe like eerie. You know,
eerie.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And
definitely.
That's why it feels more mental. If that makes sense, rather than physical and literal.
For sure.
Okay, what do we think? Is this AI or is this written by one of our audience members?
I'm going to go with it's an audience member.
Okay, Lana?
I just, yeah.
AI.
Oh, it's a 50-50 split.
Because I'm still not feeling any emotion from it.
Okay.
It's very cold.
Enough.
Do you want to try and convince Charlie to vote that same way? And Charlie, do you want to convince Liana?
Oh, should we do like a debate?
Yeah.
So down.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess my thoughts are that it links together. There's bits that link together. So like alone with the ghosts, Rosie and floating, the creepy doll children, we are gloating. Like, that whole section links up to the beginning where there's, like, miniature haunts of boys. Could have been obscene red. Like, okay. That sort of links together there. And I don't know. And that's my... And because I've got that little bit of doubt, it's, like, I think some of it could be AI, but... I've got a doubt, so I've just, that's why I'm going on that side.
Okay. Yeah, no, I feel like for me, at the same time, like, I don't know if because I know that there could be a possibility that it is AI, maybe that's like in the back of my head, but, and this is going to sound kind of mean, but like, even if I read somebody's like bad poem, like, I could still feel the emotion behind it, and I'm sensing some coldness here. It just feels very cold, and it feels...
And not intentionally, right?
Yeah, like, it just feels cold, and it feels...
I know what you're saying.
Inauthentic. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, artificial type.
Yeah, artificial. Yeah. Exactly. That's the perfect word for it.
Okay, right. So here, I'm going to give you the right answer. Are you guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the moment. So this poem was actually written by a real person.
Oh no!
And they are. And Lionhead says you are very cold and unemotional. So take that as you are. So
okay. Whoever wrote that is gonna fucking hate me.
It's what this show is all about.
Exactly. It's part hate, part love, isn't it? Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tessa Folly was the one that wrote this poem. Thank you, Tessa, for your submission. And
sorry, Tessa.
Thank you for fooling our guest. So that's brilliant.
You did a great job.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tessa.
Okay, our next poem. Are we ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Right.
Can we read some?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that okay?
I'll just tell you the title, and you can get on. Right. Cool. So the next poem is called The Witch's Brew. Charlie, do you want to read it?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good. In a cauldron, Deb's swirling. No, I'm joking.
I was like, oh my God.
I'm not going to do the whole thing. It's so long. Right. In a cauldron, depths swirling with unspoken secrets, a witch finds herself lost in the ritual of midnight. The slit in her gown daring, her laughter unfiltered, she folds the abstract concept of desire into the liquid enigma. Eye of newt, wing of bat, additions to the cauldron turn more intriguing, a suggestion of the forbidden, a hint of mischief, enough potency to leave even a phantom unsettled. The broom, a dormant vector of cosmic escapades, sits unused in its shadowed nook. The question of flight becomes a fractal thought, incomparable to the interstellar rendezvous she anticipates this eve. As candles oscillate between form and void, the incantation flirts with its own dissolution. The very fabric of the observed All Hallows' Eve frays into quantum strands of disparate jubilations. Her lover arrives, synchronized with the disintegration of the final verbal sigil, perfectly timed for a tasting of this ineffable concoction.
Ooh. Okay, thoughts?
Immediately, I feel like they're trying way too hard.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It's just too many, like, I feel like, like, you know when you get into an argument with somebody and they basically just fill the entire argument with, like, big words?
Yes.
So, to the point where, like, you don't even know what the fuck they're talking about because it's just, like, big word after big word after big word. It's like, okay, I don't even know what your point is anymore.
Or essentially, they're not saying anything.
Yeah, exactly. You're saying everything without saying anything.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting here. So I don't know.
I know, I agree. It feels like they've sort of got a thesaurus or like, you know, done like the synonym check
on
Word.
Don't look at me.
I mean, there is some, I did quite like the first stanza. I thought that was quite nice. You can feel sort of the emotion in that bit of this, You know, she's obviously waiting for someone, and there's like sort of a romantic sort of sensuality about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like when it says she folds the abstract concept of desire into the liquid enigma, like that's like obviously she's like making a love potion, right? But yeah. Then it just like, so it's really like, actually that's quite nice. And then it goes into Eye of Newt, Wing of Bat. And I was like, oh, that's like really stereotypical and a bit like, not boring, but like, you know, for when you're saying all this other stuff of like abstract concept of desire,
yeah,
and then you have Eye of Newt, Wing of Bat, it sort of, it doesn't quite sit together.
Okay. Let's talk about the poem itself before we dive into whether we think it's written by someone or AI. So
yeah,
obviously it's quite a raunchy poem, right?
Yeah. Yes, there's some raunch in there.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I've never really associated it with witches. I mean, witches probably have a sex life like everyone else, right? So it's just weird though, because the way you imagine witches is quite sort of cartoony, and they're quite stereotypically shunned from society, ugly, mm-hmm. big, you know, like spotty noses. Like that's the stereotypes you have, which quite sexist really, isn't it? Because we always see wizards as like wise and majestic, whereas witches are seen as, you know, a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's, yeah, you sort of think of like Grunty from Banjo-Kazooie or something, like,
yeah,
sort of big green witch with a big hooked nose and, you know, scarf and a broomstick and
exactly.
stuff.
So I feel in this poem, the witch's brew, it sounds more like poison. It sounds more like using sex as corruption instead of, you know, something a bit more neutral.
Yeah, they're sort of using that.
Yeah.
What is it about, like, manipulation? Because if it's a love potion, you're trying to slip to somebody, right?
Absolutely.
Like, that's, you're trying to manipulate them to do something for you.
She talks about putting stuff in the cauldron. I really, really hope she's not spiking the punch. Really sounds like she is. But double standards, guys. To me, it's very, very sinister.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Any lines we like from it?
No. I mean, as much as I love wordplay and stuff like that, you know, I want everybody to be able to read my poetry and be able to understand it. I don't want it to have to be like, oh my God, you should like have the dictionary fucking memorized before you can read this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it just comes off as pretentious to me, and I don't like it. Yeah.
Okay. And Charlie?
Yeah, fair enough.
Any lines that stick out at you?
I think incomparable to the interstellar rendezvous she anticipates this eve. Like, it's like, the interstellar rendezvous? Like, does that mean... You know what I mean? Like, is it trying to say that, like, the sex that they're going to have is out of this world? Like, what is that? What's that all about? Like, defying the laws of physics?
Well, I like some aspects of that, because I like, as candles oscillate between form and void. Mm. Like, I know we talked about sex being so prominent in poetry, because it's sort of the opposite of death, isn't it? Right? The fact that the candle is, like, flickering between, like, both, like, realms is, like, a really cool concept to me.
Mm. Okay, yeah, that actually is kind of cool. I didn't think about that.
I know what you mean. Like, when I read that, I actually did see the picture in my mind of, like, a candle sort of being blown in the
flickering
breeze.
Flickering,
yeah. No.
That's why, I know the interstellar thing is a bit ridiculous, but you can see that that's what they're doing with the concept.
It does make me think that this was done by a person.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Which then makes me feel bad.
You can say it's a bad poem. We've said it before in this show. We'll say it again with the submissions we get.
It's just not my... Like, I can't say it's a bad poem.
I mean, I already said with the last one, I was like, nope, that's...
Yeah, exactly.
AI, because I don't like it.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's not how the game works.
I don't like it. Must be AI. Must be... Only poetry that I enjoy exists.
Yeah.
And some people will enjoy this poem, and it's just not my cup of tea personally.
I agree completely.
You know, I can see what they're trying to do, and they've brought in the sort of stereotypes of a witch, and stuff like that. And it doesn't really tell you actually what happens. Like, there's no. I think it would be interesting to if it showed what was or hinted at what was going to happen next. You know, like Gitlev's, her lover arrives, but we don't know if he's a willing lover or it, like, I mean, if he's making a love potion, I suppose the insinuation is that they're not, but...
Also, yeah, a lot of people don't realize how important, like, the ending of a poem is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that last line can do everything or absolutely nothing for a good poem.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, I'm a very, like, I could have something really good prepared in my mind and, like, I'll write it all down. And if I don't have a good ending, I feel like I'll just scrap it. Like, I need to have that perfect ending.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not worth it.
I know. I feel exactly the same way with films. There's no point in starting a film.
Oh, for sure. If it ends. Yes.
And Interstellar, perfect example of that. Yeah. We talked about Interstellar. Like, great film at the start, and at the end, absolute bullshit.
Yeah, I sort of agree. It's a bit odd at the end, but the rest of it's cool. Yeah. Like, all the spacey time travel stuff is cool. Yeah, visually,
maybe people just are happy with that. You know, they're happy. It goes so far, and they're like, do you know what? I'm happy with this. I can just log off.
Yeah.
Just going back to poem, what do we think? Do we think this is AI or do you think this is human?
Unfortunately, I think it's human.
me also, yes.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Well, you guys are going to be surprised because this is actually written by AI. All right.
Wow.
Gosh.
Wow, I've been wrong on both. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, this was AI. Admittedly, I did have to fine tune this one a little bit because it didn't give me, didn't work. So I had to give it a little prompt to go, look, this sounds too much like AI, mate. You know, make it sound more human.
Yeah.
Because it was too obvious.
Okay.
Well. All
right, on to the next one.
It's amazing that you guys got tricked. I didn't think this would happen.
I've been wrong on both.
Yeah. So what are we on? Charlie's got one right. Lion has got zero right at this stage. It's not a competition. Yeah. Just thought I'd state facts.
No.
Well, I'm losing for sure. It's okay.
Well,
I'll own it.
I hedge my bets with the first one.
Fair enough. Okay.
Eclipsed veil. Lunar silk. Dark cascade. Fractured whispers masquerade. Time's clock melts in pumpkin glow. Futures twist. Ebb and flow. Grimmest grin, abstracted form. Ether swells in quiet storm. Dangling verbs in ghostly pleas. Abstracted in a ghoulish dream.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mm.
This is a good one, actually.
I like this one.
I like it.
It feels clever. It feels like a person. Please don't be AI. Please don't be AI.
I know, because I agree with you, too. It feels... like a person made this for sure. I'm already getting that vibe.
I'm getting sort of Tim Burton like vibes.
Okay.
You know, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, definitely
stuff.
I like the rhyming too. I really like that.
Yeah
Okay, it does very much feel like a nightmare. I do like time's clock bit. The time's clock melts in a pumpkin glow. I like anything space and time. It's like, to me, Halloween is like, it could be a time outside of the realm of space and time because of this sort of occult theme of like talking to the dead or being transported to another world. And I love that.
Yeah.
It seems very timeless.
Yeah, definitely. I remember when I lived in California, I went to, it's called Isla Vista. It's like basically the spring break capital of America.
Okay.
And it was for Halloween. We went there for Halloween and it was just like, just crazy, all of this, like thousands of people just in costumes just like swarm the town basically, and it does just feel really surreal and eerie.
Amazing.
And, yeah.
Wow.
So. I like the futures twist, ebb and flow. Just kind of like a time goes on kind of thing.
Also the fact that time is messy and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
random.
Yeah. Exactly. Like you kind of have no control
over it.
Yeah,
like the sea ebbing and
absolutely.
Flowing. Like, like I say, no control. You can't control the sea. You can't control the... Yeah, that's
exactly.
Awesome.
I like the fact this poem's short as well because Halloween is short. Like Halloween is one day, right? One day a year. Christmas is like a whole period and, you know, you get ready for Christmas. Whereas Halloween feels very abrupt in a way that like it happens. So it deserves a short poem. Right? It doesn't need pages and pages.
I think the time's clock melts bit, it feels a bit like Salvador Dali, like that painting of the melting clock. And like you say,
yes,
like quite
that's
surreal.
Yeah, I had that imagery.
Like quite.
The only thing, okay, what does ghoulish mean? I don't even know what that means.
Like, ghoulish is like ghostly. basically, like a ghoul. Yeah. So you have like a ghost and a ghoul, and then it's like ghoulish. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So what is the difference between a ghoul and a ghost? I thought kind of this, is it more of a soul thing, the ghoul? Like soul of a person? That's the image I have.
I think the ghoul, well, I don't really know, to be honest. I think a ghoul can be more physical. So it might be like more of a monster than a, whereas a ghost is more spectral, you know, ectoplasm, all that stuff. But that's my very limited knowledge. Someone else might know a bit more. But yeah, that's sort of my understanding of it.
Okay.
I like the whole thing.
Good.
I really like that poem.
Finally, a poem liner actually likes. Thank God.
I don't like very many poems.
Fair enough.
Even though I write them, but yeah, no, I really like this one. I like the rhyming. I like you can kind of you can grasp what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think too hard about it.
Yeah.
And
you like it when you have to think hard, don't you, Liana?
Wow. Just insulting, I guess. I'm so sorry.
See, I got the half blonde and then the half brown. So, you know, part of my brain doesn't work too well. You know,
I like that, though.
I do really like this poem. And also, I like kind of like a creepy vibe. Mm. I've got... like quite a few poems that kind of have a similar vibe. I like it. I like the whole thing.
Have you written a Halloween poem, Anna, before?
Not like specifically for Halloween, but I have a few creepy ones. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. I've seen some of your poetry on your page, and I do feel it's some of it. I know you talk about trauma and all these kind of big themes, but it can feel a bit dark. Dark goes with creepy, doesn't it? A bit slightly.
Very dark. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So what do we think? Is it AI or is it human?
Please let it be a human. I'm voting
me too.
Human.
I can't believe that an AI could come up with that.
I'm going to be really disappointed. I know.
It's not. It's a bit sad.
I've got to get one at least. Okay. come on.
Okay.
Liana. Okay. Come on.
So you're both voting for human. Okay. So here we go. Right. So this Eclipse Veil is actually... You ready? It's AI!
No!
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Oh my god.
It's 100% AI.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
What a trick.
Dude, not okay. I'm upset.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Liana still hasn't got one.
Think of all those people.
And it is the way
Dylan,
it is.
Think of all those people that send poetry in. And here you are, showboating this fraud.
It's fraud. Charlie, it's fucking fraud.
I put an analysis of the poem in the chat. Would you kindly read it out?
Yes, I will. The poem Eclipsed Veil is intentionally abstract and laden with symbolism meant to evoke the complexity and mysteries associated with Halloween and perhaps the occult. The overarching theme could be the ineffable nature of Halloween, a night filled with paradoxes and enigmas that defy straightforward interpretation. The poem aims to capture the ambiguity and multi-layered symbolism of this unique time of year.
I think the analysis was weaker than the poem, to be honest.
Did you write the analysis, or was that the AI as well?
that I asked the AI to explain it to me.
I mean, that I can believe that.
it doesn't even understand its own work. It's brilliant, isn't it? It doesn't understand it's written a masterpiece. It's crazy to me.
Because that is a good poem. I don't care what you say.
All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve, but hollow be their name. An untimely resurrection, an uninvited, is that supposed to be uninvited? An uninvited insurrection.
Yeah, probably.
When times and deeds no longer of consequence come to tease, just one more wicked dance whipped up wild on the wisps of the wind, crawling on the skin across the mind and within. But what good is it going through a graveyard if I'm not here to leave roses or pay respects in a card? It's just splinters and shrapnel. But now I've been balm for the scars. I arrest these respassers, consign them to the dark, toss them to the air, to burn supernovas with the stars, and spark a truth light into that dark. I read my tarot, tea leaves and palm. My strength is my shield. Harmony counters harm. Yes, I may remember, but all that remains is now ashes and ember. The now is my hour. Resilience is my power. For I am a queen, and my mind is my queendom. I reign over my own life, and my peace is my freedom.
What do we think?
I like the last two stanzas.
Okay, but not like most that. Of it.
I was a little bit bored.
Okay, yeah.
I was a little bit bored with it.
Fair enough.
But I don't know, that might just be... That's probably just my own brain, you know.
Fair enough. That's fine. Fair enough.
No, but it's good. I just the last two stanzas just like struck me more than the rest of it. Why are you laughing?
I just imagine Liana just getting bored and then sort of coming back in the last two stanzas. It's very cute. I understand. It's I was the same. I was the same, to be honest. I completely tuned out for the first part of that.
Okay. So it wasn't just me. I wasn't trying to be like,
I was
going to
say,
if this is written by a person,
I swear, it just wasn't connecting. It wasn't connecting for like most of it. But
yeah,
I got there.
Yeah. We all got through. But I mean, like I said, this poem's too long. We said short and sweet is what we need for Halloween.
It is very long. Yeah.
I do like Hallows Eve as a noun.
Yeah.
Like, I think it sounds so much better than Halloween, doesn't it?
Hallows Eve. It's more spooky and I don't know, I like it. That's cool. It goes a bit crazy. Like, I don't really know what a respasser is. But then to burn supernovas with the stars. It sort of lost its way a bit in the middle. But then like you say, the last bit, I think, yes, I may remember, but all that remains is now ashes and ember. Like, I think that's such a beautiful little phrase. Because I think it speaks so truly to like the human experience of loss, right? And like, it's like, you know, yes, I may remember, but all that remains is now ashes and ember. I just think that's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They talk about being in a graveyard, and what I like about that is that it's not to pay respects. It's very sinister, isn't it? And I think, you know, Halloween is all about turning the mundane into something very sinister. It's like going, to a sperm bank when it's closed. You know, well, I'm going there to steal my sperm bank, aren't I? But, you know, like, it's the everyday.
Yeah, we've come full circle now.
We literally come full circle,
coming back to it.
Yeah.
If anyone's planning to make a film out of that, I need my rights for it. but, like, you know what I mean?
Bank robbery, the movie.
Wank robbery.
Oh, you got...
What do we think?
This is going to be a good episode, guys.
Just all of the larks. Just doesn't even matter about the poems. Just the messing around.
I've had 8 months of writing material, mate, since we've been away. For I am a queen and my mind is my queendom. This sounds like it's not part of this poem. Maybe that's why you liked it, Liana.
Wait, why would I like that? I didn't even like that part.
You said you like... Oh, was it not the last two stanzas?
Well, I mean, it's in the general like area that I liked.
Right.
But I liked the... The now is my hour, resilience is my power.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. Okay, fair enough.
Thought that was good.
But it still doesn't feel part.
Yeah, no, but I wasn't sure about the queendom thing.
Okay.
Because I don't even know if that's really a word.
Yeah, fair enough.
but also at the same time, when it comes to poetry, it's like you can kind of, you know, fuck around with the words a little bit.
I mean, you have kingdom, don't you? So, sexist.
Yeah, exactly. When he read it, I was like, well, I guess that works.
What do you think either the AI or the human wrote first, queendom or freedom? I'm 99% sure it wrote freedom first and thought, what rhymes with that?
The queendom thing. There's a show called The IT Crowd, which I don't know if you have it over there in the States, but like these guys that they work in like the computing department at a big company, and they're nerds, and they go and see a gay musical, and there's a bit where they it opens and it goes, "Welcome to the United Queendom," and then all the, it's like all these men in bondage like start dancing on stage. But like, it just reminded me of that. So it suddenly, I'd had this really serious sort of like dramatic voice, and then suddenly it was like, this does not fit the same. Doesn't fit the same voice in my head now. I want to be like camp it up, but I think
yeah, it does sound quite queer. I get that, especially towards the end.
Okay, I'd say okay. So I liked the last two bits of it, but I will say that I did not like the queen and the queendom thing. Everything else is what I liked, because I like the I reign over my own life, and my peace is my freedom. Yeah. I like that too.
Okay.
Yeah, the queendom thing, I disavow that. I don't fucking like that. I don't know what that is.
That's fair enough.
Okay.
So just as an aside, as someone who did their dissertation on haunted house novels of Shirley Jackson, often like haunting stories or are about things that are taboo in society, or things that, you know, are some people look down on, and about them trying to be controlled. And often like the house or the haunting is like this repressive force trying to repress them. And so like in The Haunting of Hill House, you have this sort of these two characters who are potential like lesbian lovers. And it's almost like the house is like trying to like stop them and say, no, you need to be like good women and not do that. And
a home, it's about a homophobic house.
Well, it's an element. It's not the whole book isn't about that. There's just like one of the characters is, I think, bisexual, and the other character is interested, but it keeps trying to separate them, and it's interesting.
It's about a bi person, and then the other person is what, like curious? Or
yeah,
like what's going on?
You're sort of not quite sure, but she Eleanor's lived with her mother for a long time, and her mother's been quite like an oppressive force in her life, and then her mother dies. So then she goes to visit Hill House to do this experiment, and she meets this girl who's sort of more free with her sexuality, and she sort of like is inspired by that, but also jealous of it at the same time.
Right.
And there's sort of a power struggle between them as well. But yeah, it's like there's loads in it. It's a great book if you ever wanted to read a spooky book for Halloween.
Wait, what is it called?
The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson.
Is that... That's not based on the TV show, though.
The show is based off it, but the TV show is... They've like turned it into Power Rangers for the TV show. So it's not the same in lots of ways. So okay. I would read the book.
I don't remember in the TV show the house being homophobic. I love the idea that a house has a political
opinion.
But isn't
opinion. One of the sisters is lesbian though, right? In the show. That's they've sort of taken that and adapted it. Anyway.
Welcome to All Lives Matter Manor. Homophobic house, All Lives Matter Manor. I love it. Right. Do we think this is a AI, or do we think this is a human?
I think this is AI.
I think I have to agree. Because I've been disappointed.
It seems very robotic.
Although... But the last one was so good, and it was AI. So then that makes me think maybe this is human.
I know.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate and say it's a human.
Okay. Okay. Liana, what's your final decision?
AI.
Okay. So at least one of you is gonna be wrong. That's gonna be fun.
No shit.
You guys were
yes. Yes. Don't take any nonsense from him.
It's like Liana's just fucking turned into a house. Right.
Oh gosh.
Right.
Alright, come on, get to it. I want to hear who's wrong.
Okay. It is a poem written by a human.
Hell,
Liana,
you
should just give up at this fucking game.
Gosh.
Like, you know, I quit.
I'm no longer a poet.
I gotta admit, this podcast isn't portraying you in the best light. I'm not gonna lie.
It's okay.
It's all good. It's, okay. It's all
I'm
good.
I'm having a great time.
That's all that matters in life.
Yeah.
Charlie, what gave it away?
Well, I've been following a pattern.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, this one isn't as good as the last one. And it just made me think that I just sort of thought it might not be an AI one because of
all
that.
Right, well, this poem was written by Laura Ferries. Thank you so much for submitting your poem.
Thank you, Laura.
I'm sorry, Laura.
And Charlie's saying that AI is better than you.
I'm just going to keep saying sorry
well,
to
this
everyone.
Is the problem, though, isn't it? This is the problem that we're facing, that AI can be better than things, which is the problem, so...
Well, yes, yeah, it's mildly terrifying because, I mean, you really don't know.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, we're doing this whole thing based off of just, like, guessing.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So...
Right, our last poem, right? Lina, please get this one fucking right.
I'll try my best.
No pressure.
I'll try my best.
Fuck, right, okay. Who wants to read this one?
I mean, I'll read it again. I'm quite enjoying this.
Okay, all right. This poem's called Stroll. Charlie, take it away.
Stroll. It's easy to romanticize vampiric love. The kind that eats at your flesh. The kind that drives you wild with anticipation and hunger. But somewhere in your midnight, love shouldn't break your skin. Love should walk you home.
If this is a Twilight-inspired poem, I'm going to be very upset.
I know, I was getting kind of that vibe a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
But I actually liked it, though. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm going to get this one fucking wrong, too. I swear to God, dude. I swear to God.
I mean, I'm now overthinking everything. Like, the fact that you said...
Good.
The fact that you said that, like, it might be Twilight-inspired, straight away I'm like, Dylan's put into an AI, write a Twilight-inspired poem.
You know me too well.
And so, I'm now just paranoid.
That is something I would do.
I really like this one. I don't know what it is.
What is
I just
it?
Like it?
What is it, Lion? What? Come on, tell me what brings this one. This I can't fucking speak still. What brings this poem joy for you?
Well, I love romantic poems. That's like typically what I always end up writing. Like you know, similar to that kind of vibe. I really like the romance. I like that it's not too long.
Yep. Yeah.
I like to like because when I think of like not even what I write personally, but when I think of like what I like to read, I like typically this length.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bit like a stroll, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a quick sort of just random walk.
Yeah, quick and to the point.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I like. And I like the love should walk you home.
Yeah, I like that bit.
I like that.
I feel like this poem is sort of mirrored and structurally as well. I feel like if you held a mirror, it would look sort of similar, would reflect back is what I got. I really like the mirror between, you know, like saying that they're eating the flesh and saying love shouldn't break your skin. It's like the opposite of that.
Yeah.
And the bit where it says the kind that drives you wild. And then it says, obviously, love should walk you home at the end. It's like like they're literally driving someone wild, like in a car, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think what I really like about this poem is like there's sort of a duality, like vampiric love. Mm-hmm. Like there's obviously like, you could be talking about a literal vampire or someone who is like a toxic lover, right? Who like like takes and takes and like they take and take and take and, you know, that sort of like blood sucking, you know.
Right, that eats at your flesh.
Yeah.
That's what,
sucking your time and energy.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, it's almost romanticizing like a fuckboy or something, like a bad boy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like a player.
And it goes with the driving, while driving, like, you know, they would be a boy racer or something, you know, you can imagine them driving a car crazily.
Yeah. I think it's quite sensual in the same, like, I think this is the thing about vampires, is when they were first... If you like read if you read Dracula by Bram Stoker, like there's this thing of vampires being dangerous and also sexy at the same time. So like the main character is being preyed upon by vampires, but like he's horrified, but also like secretly enjoying it at the same time. Like he's almost like in ecstasy, and it sort of reminds me a bit of that, of like this like you say, like almost like a dangerous love type thing.
Yeah, dangerous love, and also like how I could speak for a lot of girls when I say that they kind of like bad boys, but they like the bad boys that like when they come home at the end of the night, they're like really gentle with their girlfriend, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay. That's good to know, Lyanna. Thank you for your
Yes, I can verify that is a fact.
Good. We like facts. We love facts on this podcast. Yeah, I mean...
Well, I got him. There you go.
I think danger goes well with sex. I think bondage, that kind of thing. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, again, poetry is heavily inspired by, I would say, the foundations of what people enjoy and like. Mm. So
yeah,
I think maybe that's why, you know. Yeah, I like this poem too, guys. I think it's nice and sweet. It's short.
It's wholesome.
Yes, right?
The,
it
the
is.
The last, I think it's it reminds me a bit actually of, it sounds going to sound weird, but of Pride and Prejudice. At the beginning of Pride and Prejudice, there's like a quotation that says, it's a common understanding that a man with a large fortune is in want of a wife, and it almost like, it's easy to romanticize vampiric love. Like I don't know, it sort of feels like it's that love story type opening. But I just love that ending as well. Like, love should walk you home. Like, it's such a wholesome, such a wholesome ending of like, know what you're worth, and like, love, you know, that love looks like something, and this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. I will say, with the title Stroll, is there anything we can dig out of that? I guess strolls are meant to be easy, relaxing. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it's saying. Love, is it should be relaxing, it should be easy, it shouldn't have to be any effort put into it.
I wonder if it says troll, like if you take the S off, it says troll, and I wonder if you're trolling us with this poem. Like, I want to say this is a human, but it's another AI. But anyway.
Oh gosh,
I already know I'm gonna get it wrong. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, you're just like, whatever I choose.
I'm get it wrong. But you know what? I will give it my best guess.
Okay.
I have not given up.
That's okay. Good. Right. Let's see if Lyanna could at least get one right. I'm interested. Lyanna, what do you think? AI or human?
Let me give it one last glance. Hold on. I don't know.
So tricky. It is really tricky. Like, I want it to be human. Okay. So I think I'm gonna say.
That's what my guesses have been going with. It's like whatever I feel. I'm like, okay, I feel like that's, or like I want it to be human.
Lyanna, I need this your final answer.
Okay. All right.
Millionaire. I'm gonna need your Philbin. I'm gonna need your final answer.
Wait. Do that American accent one more time.
I'm gonna need your final answer.
That was really good, actually.
Thank you.
I'm like Kermit the Frog, but okay, come on.
I'm gonna need your final answer.
Okay. AI.
Okay.
I'll go human.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, well, at least one of you is wrong, obviously.
No.
I haven't told you you're wrong yet, Lyanna. Calm down, all right? Okay?
I'm going to be fucking wrong. I already know it.
You can always change your answer. It's not too late. Gosh.
No, I'm locked in.
Okay,
I'm locked
good.
In. I'm confident.
I like the way you...
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, this poem was actually... Charlie, you sure you want to stay with your guns?
Yeah,
you're happy?
I do.
It's actually written by a poet. Yay. Ah, fuck's sake, Lyanna. Oh my.
Oh my god.
I was going to say, we have so many submissions. And I was like, I hope some of these are real submissions. Because if they're all AI, then that feels like we've.
Can you imagine? No one submitted a poem, so they're all AI.
People are going to listen to this and be like, I'm never, never reading her poetry.
So, you can check out Lyanna's books online.
Who wrote the poem?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Good one. Ren Brown. Ren Brown, thank you for your submission.
Thank you for
Stroll. So that was Stroll by Ren
sorry
Brown.
Sorry again.
Yeah. Gosh.
Sorry to all of
all
you.
All these poets hate you. But that's part of it, you know?
Yeah, they fucking hate me. Yeah, that's all right.
They don't
that's
know okay. where we live unless Dylan tells them.
Well, thank you so much for playing, guys. I didn't expect it to be this stressful.
It was stressful in a good way, though.
It let
I
some
it.
Steam out. Like, steam out, steam off, what? Anyway.
Yeah. So,
Steam off? I don't know.
Let off steam. That's what I'm trying to say.
Let off steam, yeah. Okay, Lyanna, what was your favourite poem, if you had to have one? in this episode?
My favorite one? Yeah. Let me see. It was between two different ones.
Gosh, I can't believe there's only like five poems.
By the way, we had so many submissions, but obviously I couldn't put
I think actually the last one, probably, yeah, Stroll.
Okay, yeah, you like it, Stroll. That's your favorite one. Charlie?
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with Stroll. Stroll was, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, so, see? That's so a win for
I
me.
I like how you guys... We are not going to say Eclipse Veil because it's written by AI. Yeah. I love how that is secretly your favourite poem, but you're not fucking saying it, are you? You don't want to let them win.
No.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to say Eclipse Veil because it was great. And I want AI to spare me when the apocalypse comes. Thank you so much, Lina, for coming on. It's been very fun.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
You're actually in another I Hate Poetry episode that we haven't released yet. So
yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah, I'm
still in. He's the editor.
I am. Like I said in the intro, we've both been very busy, so we've had to take we literally got about six episodes to get through. And yeah, apologies about the delay, but we're really happy that we managed to get you on to this episode and. You know, our listeners are able to meet you before. So, thank you so much for coming on. You're always a pleasure to have on.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, this was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed myself.
Good.
You guys are the best.
Thank you. That's really kind.
Oh, also, if anybody wants to buy my book.
Yeah, yeah.
Voices, Liana Valentina. It's on Amazon.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, go get it.
I like it.
That I show myself we out there real
quick. Absolutely.
We recommend it. We approve this message.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. You know, happy Halloween and all. We didn't say that last
time. Happy Halloween! Woohoo!
Stay safe, yeah. And don't listen to what your house says because, that's a...
Don't listen to what your house says.
That's a really bad intro. Yeah, don't listen to it. Because if people just skip part of our episode, they're going to think I'm crazy. Yeah. So... Anyone got a better outro? You doing anything for Halloween, Charlie?
I'm not sure that we are, no.
Yeah, it's a bit weird asking a Christian household, what are you doing for Halloween?
Giving people sweets that come to our house, probably, and probably watching. I might watch something spooky.
Do you like people come to your house, Lina, little kids? I don't know, that's a weird way to put a question, sorry. Yes!
Yeah, I love it.
Bring him here.
Oh, gosh. Was that you?
Yeah, no, we're not like...
Was that you that said that at your house? Because I'd move.
No, yeah, we're not like that weirdo house that keeps the lights off. You know what I'm talking
about?
That's
me.
There's like houses that do that
shit.
Yeah,
I don't like kids.
What? Wait, why don't you just like leave a bowl outside?
Because then one...
Just leave a bowl with a bunch of candy.
I don't think you've ever met children, but oldest trick in the book, one will take everything. they're not...
Yeah, it goes fairly quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, again, maybe it's the sperm... bank thing, you know, like maybe that's how they'll get me out.
Here we go. We're back to that.
That's the plan, you know. Like I won't knock on his door now. I'll wait till Halloween, where you know there'll be other children knocking on his door. Then I'll get him. Then I'll tell him.
Trick or treat.
Right.
Trick. I'm your son.